Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. Irish director Kieran Foy, who's done the likes of Citadel, Sinister 2 and Eli, has been set to direct and co-write American Reaper for Amblin. American Reaper is a sci-fi action noir set in the near future, where the aging elite, known as Snatchers, prey upon the young, paying to hijack their bodies in order to prolong their own lives. This extreme form of identity crime has become so rampant on the black market that law enforcement has been forced to create a new division, which the public has nicknamed Reapers. Written by Pat Mills and illustrated by Clint Langley, the American Reaper and Reaper File graphic novels are now getting made into this feature adaptation with Foy at the helm. Robert Eggers has now started production after months-long hiatus on The Northman, a 10th-century Viking epic that marks the director's third feature film, after The Witch and The Lighthouse. Cameras are now rolling in Northern Ireland on the star-studded new project. Alexander Skarsgård stars as a Nordic prince who sets out on a mission of revenge after his father is murdered. The cast also includes Nicole Kidman, Bill Skarsgård, and previous Eggers collaborators Willem Dafoe and Anya Taylor-Joy. Icelandic singer and dancer in the dark actress Björk is also starring. Production on The Northman was set to begin earlier this year, but Eggers and his crew were forced to shut down and go into quarantine just a week before cameras started to roll. Let's hope the production can continue now as planned. Al Pacino and Robert De Niro are reuniting on screen once again, this time for filmmaker Ridley Scott and his new feature film, Gucci. Lady Gaga is set to star, while De Niro, Pacino, Adam Driver, Jared Leto, Jack Huston and Reeve Carney are also in talks to join the film, in which Gaga is attached to star as the ex-wife of Maurizio Gucci, grandson of the fashion dynasty founder. She was tried and convicted of orchestrating her ex-husband's assassination on the steps of his office in 1995. The script is based on Sarah Gay Forden's book, The House of Gucci. Scott still has to finish shooting his period drama The Last Duel, which stars Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. The film was due out at Christmas, but will now open sometime in 2021, and production is expected to resume very shortly. In casting, Tilda Swinton, Kate Blanchett, Christoph Waltz, Finn Wolfhard, John Turturro, and Tim Blake Nelson have all joined Guillermo del Toro's upcoming stop-motion animated musical feature Pinocchio for Netflix. This group, in addition to the already cast Gregory Mann in the title role, join Ewan McGregor as Jiminy Cricket and David Bradley as Geppetto. Drawing on the classic tale, the story follows the extraordinary journey of a wooden boy magically brought to life by his father's wish and struggles to live up to his expectation. This incarnation is also set during the rise of fascism in Mussolini's Italy. Now hot on the heels of the news that Olivia Wilde will direct one of the Sony Marvel projects, filmmaker J.C. Chander has begun talks to direct the Kraven the Hunter film taking place at Sony Pictures. Richard Wenk, the Equalizer screenwriter, is penning the film about the famed Spider-Man villain, a Russian aristocrat who became obsessed with big game hunting and eventually developed superpowers after taking a voodoo liquid. He's most famous for the storyline Kraven's Last Hunt, which sees him successfully incapacitating Spider-Man. Chander most recently directed Netflix's Triple Frontier, and this would mark his first time taking on a major studio project. Another film festival continuing through these tough times is the Underground Film Festival, which usually takes place in Dunleary. This year, its 11th year, the festival will host 90 films online, including a multitude of short films, features, student programs, documentaries, and special Q&As. In the features lineup, such films as Be Good or Be Gone, The Evening Redness in the South, and Heart of Gold will play. While in the conversation section, the likes of actor Mo Dunford, filmmaker Patty Slattery, and director Brian O'Malley all feature in Q&As. Online passes for each section can be purchased at underground-cinema.com. To new releases now, and first up on Disney Plus, the one and only Ivan. A gorilla named Ivan tries to piece together his past with the help of an elephant named Stella as they hatch a plan to escape from captivity. Sam Rockwell, Bryan Cranston and Angelina Jolie star. Chemical Hearts is about a high school transfer student who finds a new passion when she begins to work on a school newspaper. Lily Reinhart and Austin Abrams star in this one. And finally, we have perfumes. Anne Wahlberg is a celebrity in the perfume world. She creates fragrances and sells her incredible talent to companies of all kinds. Perfumes is available to stream online.